Find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event, now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
It's fall and the savings time at AgPro, and it's the perfect time to land a John Deere 1023E tractor with loader for just $204 per month, or a powerful 1025R tractor with loader for $235 per month. Stop by your home team, AgPro, and we'll help you tackle your fall chores with a time-saving, money-saving John Deere. Visit agproco.com to see all the fall in the savings offers. Offer ends 9/30/21, subject to approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72, or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Their attention to detail and customer service has them becoming the upstate's leader in golf carts, LSVs, and electric bikes. They also have the largest selection of accessories around, locally owned by a Clemson alumni. Find them in Greenville right off Interstate 85 or at their brand new Seneca location, online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tiger Town Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tiger Town Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, well, again, I get here and Twitter has locked me out again. Again, it's they want me to verify
that you're not a robot.
Well, that first. You know, first of all, I hate those things. Okay? I hate those things. And the one they gave me today, it said, check the boxes with the bicycles.
Uh-huh.
Okay? There were motorcycles in three of them, but there were no bicycles.
Uh-oh.
So I assumed that motorcycles don't count as bicycles. Apparently, to Twitter, they do.
So it thought, a robot.
So that made me do another one. And I don't know, the other one was traffic lights, and like three of them were clearly visible, and one of them, I couldn't tell whether that was a traffic light or not. You know, I need a magnifying glass to tell whether that was a traffic light. So apparently, that throws me back to the bottom line is, I'm not on Twitter right now. I'm not.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Right now, if you're trying to get me on Twitter, you can forget it. A little later, after I Texas said, nothing like a robot asking if you're a robot. Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Like getting in an argument with Alexa.
Which I do a lot, actually.
I know you do.
I'm to a point where I'm like cussing Alexa out on a regular basis.
And then you ask me why she doesn't talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you cuss out women, they don't talk to you anymore.
Like, what are you, freaking stupid, Alexa? You know, I mean, and it seems like that. It seems like the older it gets, the more it's ignoring me.
Cold shoulder. You're getting the cold shoulder from Alexa.
Apparently so. We have lots to get to today. We're going to talk about some games. And you degenerates, there may be some road rage guarantees tonight. Not only that, I may actually give you all of the road rage guarantees for the weekend tonight. Because the numbers have already changed for the worse on me, and I'm just afraid if I sit tight another day that they'll continue to get worse on me. So I may actually do that. I may actually give you all of the road rage guarantees today. So if you're looking for them on a Friday, you might be lost. That's why, you know, you need to make sure you listen every day, especially if you're a degenerate. You know, I was thinking about ACC power ratings and SEC power ratings as it applies to this weekend's game. And the funny thing is, I'm not even sure how you apply an ACC power rating. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, and I know we talked about this, and we're going to get to the ACC and SEC power ratings because I did do them, and we'll see whether I still like what I did last night. The other thing, though, that I was thinking about based on what we've seen from Oklahoma and Texas so far and the alleged new Big 12 and you know, these two teams going to be moving to the SEC. And I was thinking about, you know, really, where would you rank those teams in the SEC? And initially when this came out, I saw people doing that, and I thought their rankings were way off. I thought they had Texas way too high. I mean, I think if you're moving Oklahoma to the SEC, they're either two or three. I think on most years, they're two. And after Alabama. This particular year, they're just in a mix with Alabama and Georgia. And we'll see how that plays out in the end. But I think Oklahoma would be right there. They're a team on the level of Georgia or Alabama this year. In most years, Alabama's better, but in most years, Oklahoma's better than Georgia. And we don't know whether that's true this year or not. So regardless of where exactly you would put Oklahoma, you'd have them in the top three. They're clearly in the top three. As they move to the SEC, they're going to hit the ground running. They're going to be great right from the get-go. They're going to kill people right from the get-go. Remember, again, the France of the Big 12, Missouri, went to the SEC and won their little division twice. So let's not act like the best team in the Big 12 can't. But where would Texas fit? I mean, where would Texas fit today? Now, again, we'll see what Sarkisian does. We have no idea when these two schools are going to the Big 12. We have no idea. Could be next year. Could be 2025. You know, if it's 2025, maybe Sarkisian's turned Texas around by then. Maybe he has Texas to the level that program should be at. Texas should be in the playoff conversation every single year. And yet they just suck. They're just a bad football team. They've been a bad football team forever. I mean, they're an embarrassment. They just got trucked by Arkansas. I mean, trucked. Just, you know, 10, 15 yards a carry. Just run right over. And I knew that would happen. Because they have no talent. They have no ability. They've not produced an round one offensive player since Vince Young. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So where would they fit as of today? Where would Texas fit in the SEC hierarchy? Would they be, I'll tell you what. Let's just look at the SEC West. Would they be ahead of Bama? No. Would they be ahead of Ole Miss? No. Would they be ahead of Arkansas? Obviously not. We just saw Arkansas absolutely trounce them. Would they be ahead of Texas A&M? No. Would they be ahead of Auburn? No. Would they be ahead of Mississippi State? No. No, I don't think so. Texas says Sarkisian goes to Southern Cal. Wow. Wow, would that kill Texas if that were to happen? You know, that probably depends, Dexter, on whether Sarkisian was in the loop when Texas went to the SEC or not. If he was not in the loop, then maybe that's possible. I actually think Sarkisian would be a great fit in Southern Cal. Great fit. In any case, okay, so there's the whole SEC West. Texas isn't better than any of those schools. None of them. I mean, honestly, they're not even close. I mean, the only one you can make in... Oh, I left out LSU. Yeah, I left out LSU. And obviously, Texas, not as good as LSU either. The only one you might be able to make an argument for is Mississippi State, and I'm not sure about that. Mississippi State at least has defense right now, and they're developing the offense under Leach. All right, so they're not better than anybody. They're after everybody in the SEC West. The only argument you can make is Mississippi State. And, again, after Texas just got crushed by Arkansas, I'm not even sure you can make that argument. All right, so how about the other side? Are they better than Georgia? Of course not. Are they better than Florida? No. Are they better than Kentucky? Who, by the way, I have second in the SEC East this year. No. Definitely not. They're not even close. Kentucky would crush them right now. They're not physical enough to play Kentucky. That leaves us with Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Is Texas better than Missouri? Okay, let's give them that. Let's give them that. Let's give them South Carolina. Let's give them Tennessee and Vanderbilt. All right, so Texas is better than four teams in the SEC. You know, Sarkisian has work to do. He has work to do. He has a lot of work to do to see if he can get this program up to speed, and we'll see. I mean, I believe in Sarkisian. I know that. You know, again, I can't speak to whether he'll succumb to his demons. I can't speak to that. All I can speak to is football acumen. And from a football acumen standpoint, and again, just to be clear, I've not had addiction problems, so I can't relate personally to the challenge that represents. I've had friends who have, and I know the depths to which they fell. And I also know many of them. And one friend in particular, he just couldn't help. He had to go to rock bottom. Everything, honestly, my whole family tried to do everything they could for him. You know, he stayed at my family's house when I was a kid forever. And he basically violated the trust in every single way possible. So I can't speak to the long-term challenge that represents and the additional pressures of being the head football coach at Texas and how that relates to Sarkisian's future. I can't you know, there's nobody who knows that answer to begin with. There's nobody who knows that answer. So, you know, if 3 years from now we find out he has some significant relapse and the whole thing comes crashing to an end, it won't shock us. But I'm not going to assume that. All I can fairly evaluate is the football situation. And from a football situation, I think this is the guy to finally turn Texas around. But we have to remember the Texas program has been just a disaster for, you know, as long as we can remember. Since 2010, those numbers are awful, and the talent numbers are awful. So, you know, I do think it is interesting to I don't know that we've ever heard Sarkisian say anything. I don't know we've heard anybody say anything in relation to that question. Was Sarkisian in the loop that Texas could be joining the SEC? Or was he not? And how does he feel about it? How does he feel about it if he wasn't? We can't know the answers to any of that. Only time is going to tell the answer to that. But, you know, I think it'll be an interesting shift for those two teams. One will hit the ground running and be elite right from the start. The other, without significant change, I don't see it. I just don't see it. Now, again, I think Sarkisian will make things better. You know, another name that was floated in the USC, I don't know where I saw this, but I saw Jeff Hafley's name, the Boston College coach, floated. You know, you give Hafley credit because, you know, he loses a round one quarterback, and instead of crying about it or anything else, he just says, basically, next guy up. You know, we believe in Dennis Grossell. He's played well for us before. And I believe in him, too. I'm actually a little concerned about the defense right now based on what UMass did. UMass scored 12 points last year. That's right, last year. 12 points last year. Either four or five games total 12 points. What'd they have against BC? 28? That worries me a little bit. I'm not really worried about Dennis Grossell. I think he'll play well. I mean, he's not Phil Jurkovec. He's not ever going to be a round one draft pick, but this is college, it isn't pros. And he can throw the ball. He can throw the ball. I mean, I've watched every game he played. He can throw the ball. So we'll see how that plays out. But Hafley is a name that I heard, that I saw somewhere in relation to that USC search. I don't know where that's going to land. It's going to be fascinating to see what Southern California does. Here's what we're going to do. You want in 654-7627. We get back, we're going to talk a little road rage ACC and SEC power ratings. Although, to be honest, given the absolute uncertainty beyond Clemson right now, I don't feel real comfortable with ACC power ratings right now. But again, power ratings are nothing more than a snapshot of the moment. So we'll take a snapshot of the moment glance at the league when we get back. Walter to the road rage, quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's Termite and Pest Control's team of professionals. Termites, roaches, and mosquitoes are at the top of our hit list, but we also remove ticks, fleas, and ants as well. Let us find the solution that's right for your home. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com. That's clarkspest.com to get rid of termites, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, ants, and ticks from your yard and home. Get your free quote today.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
When you give, you get. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston wants you to give three new kids' items with tags on them for Mary's House. We need clothes, shoes, diapers, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, buy two, get one free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
From one side of the upstate to the other, you won't have to go far to find a Reuben's this football season. They have all you need for your game day experience. Great food and drink specials, plus big screen TVs with surround sound and great seats everywhere. And if you want to give your kitchen a break, let Reuben's put together a spread for you and your friends. This football season, make it Reuben's. Highway 81 off 53 in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville along the parkway off Pelham.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Hey, let me tell you about Westminster Vision and really where you need to be right now. Because Westminster Vision is having a special event now. So let me start with that. Westminster Vision has announced the return of our Fall into Eyewear Savings event will have companies showing their new fall fashions Thursday, September 16th from 9 to 4, which means you have about a half an hour left to take advantage of that. All new eyewear will be on sale that day. That's today. We'll also have raffles and snacks. Get over there right this second. Where do you go? The Clemson location, right next to Publix. Get there. They have full-time patient services even on Saturdays, complete family eye care, disease management, custom contact lenses, eyewear made on site in many cases. They make the lenses themselves because many people like to use their existing frames, and it's cheaper for you. And this is the knowledge. Dr. Coppola is a absolute eye care genius. I don't care where you're going right now. Trust me, when you go see Dr. Coppola, you'll know in 30 seconds that you are in the hands of an eye care genius. Plus, we've added more designer frames and sunglasses like Costa and Oakley. All work is guaranteed. We take most insurance. Call 654-4141. What, Ramona? What?
I answered the phone. You saw that line said unavailable.
Yeah.
Answer the phone. It was a one of them telemarketer recordings.
Yeah.
But I think it was about your shirt because it was in Chinese.
So now they're chasing me down here.
Yeah.
Do you remember the other day? Do you remember the other day I said something to you about, we were talking about the scam situations.
And, oh, yeah.
And I said, remember they also have the one from the sheriff's department or the.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got that the day after. The day after
they're
I said
doing that again?
Yeah, they're doing that again. So just stay alert out there. There are all sorts of scammers. You know, Ramona, these people are so industrious and they have such entrepreneurial spirit that if they would just channel it in a correct direction, they'd probably be wildly successful instead of spending all their days and nights trying to figure out how to scam people.
I know. Yeah. They got a show called American Greed. They play, like, on one day, they play it all day. Stuff like that. Scammers.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're everywhere.
It's all over the place.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And the level of advancement to their scams is truly unique.
And those kind of things, those kind of things, they hire a bunch of people. They got like 100 people working for them doing it.
100 scammers.
Yeah, they're all, and they're just making money left
scammers,
and right.
Yeah, scammers network.
Poor people, unsuspecting people.
Yeah, whole scammers network. Looper on the Vibe broadband. How are you, Looper?
Yes. I want to word Vol Nation at. I ain't hurt, man. These Florida State fans, you know, they was in the forest, but after Saturday, they done got on the Voyager probe, and they done out of the solar system, so you cannot even hear them beeping.
Yeah.
They way out yonder. I heard old Paul Possum Man down there in Ennery, and he got a few going on. Well, I don't know who that other guy is. It must be Fantelli. I don't know what his name is. I got to go take a dang stress test and a bunch of stuff tomorrow, so I had to get into my little crackers and sausage box, get mellowed out there the rest of the day, so I'll be real mellow when I take the stress test. I think I'm going to have to ship Paul. Who's that the guy he's having a feud with? Fantini or
Logan?
Logan.
Logan.
Logan, yeah. Logan the Train. That's what we'll call him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to send him and Possum Paul a care package. Maybe they'll get a whole lot better off and be more friends and be more mellow. I mean, that's the dangest thing I ever heard. I'm going to have to get their address, send them a care package. They might like that hickory smoke crackers and all that. Then when they lift it up, they'll just have a big surprise. But it's amazing. You don't hear balls and Texas and I don't know what's going on out there in California, boy. Let him go after a couple of days.
Vol Nation is vanished. All the Vol fans.
I think when another loss, he'll be out on that probe with the Florida State fan. He might have to try to catch up that Voyager probe.
Well, Vol Nation was telling me preseason how great Joe Milton was going to be, how he was just not coached up at all at Michigan, and the not coaching up at Michigan was true, but he didn't get any better. He didn't get any better, and now I don't even know if he's the starter.
that place up there is the shambles in Texas. When you get beat like that by Suey Hawks, team if they consider the laughing stock bottom barrel of that Southeastern Conference. That don't say much about old Sashishkin or whatever his name is. He might have to go on another rehab. He might have done went back off the wagon after that game.
That's not doing that.
Well, we'll just take it off there, and we'll let you go.
Good luck with your stress test tomorrow, Lupa. Tester asked me, Walt, didn't Sarkisian already coach at USC a couple years back and got fired? Yeah, I think it was around 2015, and it ended with the alcohol issues and with a lot of embarrassment for Pat Hayden. And that same tester asked, because I answered him when he asked me that, and he said, yeah, that's right. Do you think they would take him back? I don't know. But you got to remember the state we're talking about, too. You know, this is a state that certainly believes in second and third and fourth and fifth chances. And, Alabama saw fit to hire him as offensive coordinator in the wake of all that. You know, he coached at Washington for about 3 or 4 years before he became the head coach at USC. And I thought he did a really good job at Washington. Would they revisit it? Look, I think two of their leading candidates should be Kiffin and Sarkisian. I really do. You know, both these guys have West Coast roots. Sarkisian played high school football in California. I mean, his whole life has been a left coast guy. That's his whole life. So could he return to that? I think so. You know, whether they would be willing to do it, I don't know. But, you know, you're talking about a fairly considerable amount of time it's passed. I would think 5 or 6 years since Sarkisian was fired. I mean, you know, Pat Hayden, that was the whole Hayden-Sarkisian disaster. So I would think so, but would they go that route? I don't know. But listen, you need guys there who can recruit and sell that and modernize that and all these things. And I think Sarkisian and Kiffin are certainly two guys who could do it. Again, do I think they'll go that way? Probably not. But do I think Sarkisian would do a great job the second time around at Southern California? I do. Again, I can't speak to the demons, but that's a risk you run. I mean, Texas ran that risk. It's not like Texas didn't know that Sarkisian had problems with alcohol at USC. He did. He knew that. Tiger Chuck writes, well, I heard your show yesterday and went in Publix. Where'd it go? The texts are moving too fast, Ramona. And went in Publix, and I ended up buying some of those Java chip Oreos. I couldn't quit eating them. They're awesome. But when I get to 400 pounds, I'm going to come up there and sit on you. But they are awesome. They absolutely are awesome. All right. Hey, speaking of awesome, let me tell you about BetUS. Listen up, sports bettors. Walt Tiptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get back in the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity. You need to know that you're going to get paid. That's sort of important. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCP, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go to BETUS.com. Join BETUS.com today. Start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BETUS.com. Enter WCCP. BETUS.com, where the game begins. And we may have some plays for you degenerates later in today's show. Texas said, would Coach Peterson come out of retirement for the USC job? I don't know. You know, I think he could have had that job before and passed on it. You know, he had an ill child, too, that was requiring significant medical help, and he, that's why he stayed where he was initially. I don't know what the status of that is now. Obviously, the child is probably grown now, but I don't know where they are in that process. I'm not sure. Texas, would Coach Kiffin consider the USC job? Yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about. I mean, I would think so. I would think so. I mean, I would not be surprised at either one of those names. We've seen lots of names floated out there. Most of them don't seem very realistic to me. I don't think Lincoln Riley or Dabo Swinney are realistic, in part because I don't think USC is a better job right now than those two schools. We've seen Brian Kelly's name floated out there. I don't know. Is USC a better job than Notre Dame? USC has better natural recruiting turf, and that's one reason a Kelly could consider it. Again, Notre Dame is a national recruiter, but they don't carry the same weight that they did once upon a time. Once upon a time, Notre Dame was the be-all and end-all. Now they're a school in Indiana. And from a recruiting standpoint, I think that's still a difficult haul. I'm not sure. I don't really see any of those names. I think the most likely would be Kelly. Urban Meyer was on Klatt's list as well, and Urban Meyer has already said no chance. Now, look, Urban Meyer said things before, as a lot of these coaches have, and then done something else. But I still find it unlikely. I think Urban Meyer is going to try the Jacksonville thing, and if it works out, great. If
he just got there,
yeah. But we've seen coaches before who just got there who
that's true.
Turned
that's
around and left. Bobby Petrino did the Atlanta Falcons, never coached the game. Nick Saban wasn't with Miami long. You know, it doesn't take some of these guys long to realize they're not in the right place. We've seen a ton of these college coaches try and make the jump and fail. You know, Steve Spurrier failed. Saban failed. You know, we've seen a lot of these guys fail who have tried to make that jump. And I think part of it is that, you know, collegiately, they control everything. They're the boss. I mean, you get to the pro level, it's just not like that. It's a different type of environment, and pro players have to respect you, and you're not going to intimidate them. You know, Nick Saban wasn't going to go to the NFL and just intimidate pro players. Now, Saban had experience in the National Football League. It's not like he wasn't there before. He was an assistant under Bill Belichick when Belichick was coaching the Cleveland Browns. Tester 81 says, what about Eric Bieniemy? Yeah, look, I think Bieniemy makes sense. I think the question with Bieniemy, as I said before, is should he have to go to college to get a major job? He was up for a lot of these NFL jobs last couple of years. He had Andy Reid's recommendation. I think a lot of people thought he would get one of those opportunities, and he didn't. As I said, you know, I think it will be sort of a black eye for the NFL if he has to go back to the college ranks to get a head coaching job. Now, USC is a different type of job. It's not Colorado, where Bieniemy once was. So, I mean, it's obviously a more prestigious job than that. So maybe it does lure him back, you know, and ultimately could still wind up back in the NFL. But again, if he has to go back to the college ranks to be a head coach, I don't think it'll be a good look for the National Football League. All right, when we get back, we'll get to Bobcat Killer Jack. We'll get to Jim. I think Jim is a Syracuse fan. We'll talk about all that and more on the other side. We'll do ACC and SEC power ratings as well. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
Back by popular demand, Gary Mahaffey and I are reinstituting the Medicare Question of the Week for you. This has been a segment that many of you have identified with, as evidenced by the many questions you have sent us for Gary. Gary, listener ask, I know the annual enrollment period begins in October and that Gary can't market 2022 plans before the 15th. Can we get an appointment now to meet with Gary in October?
Walt, this listener is reading my mind. Every year I promise to make every reasonable accommodation to meet with everyone who wants to meet with me. Existing customers or potential new customers. I've had appointments at midnight, 2 a.m., 5 a.m. While I'm sure folks think this may not be reasonable, anyone who has an appointment will be seen. As the listener so aptly put it, we can make appointments today, and the early bird still catches the worm. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
There you go, listeners. You will thank Gary and I later.
Westminster Vision is proud to announce the return of our Fall into Eyewear Savings Event. We'll have companies showing their new fall fashions Thursday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come see all the new eyewear that'll be on sale that day. Westminster Vision will also have raffles and snacks, something for the whole family. Come see what's new Thursday, September 16th at Westminster Vision in Clemson, South Carolina. Westminster Vision, located at 1390 Tiger Boulevard next to Publix. Call 864-654-4141 for your next appointment. An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Join us every Friday night for Friday Night Final with Jeff Holley, presented by David Taylor Heating and Air. He'll recap our game of the week and give you scores and highlights and interviews from around the state of South Carolina. All that at the conclusion of our game of the week right here on The Roar.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for nearly 20 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2021 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, Food Lion, Lowe's Foods, Dollar General, and convenience stores, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice, SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Mm-hmm.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We are back. So Brady is now saying that he thinks he could play to 50. Well, when did you hear that, Ramona?
You said it.
Right, like a week ago.
Yeah.
Right, like a week ago.
That's why I pointed it out to you, Walt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that, again, I think he's the best quarterback in the National Football League now, today. So why would the best retire at 44, 45?
I'm beginning to think that he can't pass one of them Are You a Robot tests.
Maybe not. But
he's a robot.
But, you know, again.
He's a cyborg.
Yeah. Again, look, what it is in his case is, first of all, he's avoided major injury. He had the one knee injury the one year. Other than that, he's avoided major injury. Major injury could change this at any time, could change it tomorrow. And so he's been able to avoid that. And if he could continue to avoid that, he could continue to play. Because, again, his mechanics are so flawless, developed and mastered over time. Again, you know, the greatest irony in all football now is that everybody wants to throw from various arm platforms because it looks cool and it gets you on SportsCenter. And everybody wants to be like Patrick Mahomes. The only thing is Patrick Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl. The guy won the Super Bowl at 44 who whooped up on Patrick Mahomes did so because he never changes arm platforms. He never changes his release point. He has mastered the art of throwing from the exact same arm slot over and over and over again in an overhand fashion. And so from a precision standpoint, it can't be equaled. He throws a perfect spiral even at 44. Cuts to the wind, cuts to the weather, and mechanically it's the exact same action every single time. The other thing that people don't realize is Brady would lead the league in completion percentage every single year. The reason he doesn't is because he intentionally throws so many balls away. He just lives to play another down. When it's not there, he just throws it in the ground and lives to play another down. Health, we'll see about injury and that long term. But yeah. Tess said one major consideration with the Southern Cal job is the fact that the coach has to live in Gavin Newsom's wasteland. Who wants that? There's something to that. You know, Phil Mickelson wanted out of California because of the insane taxation. I can't remember whether he ever left or not. I don't remember. You want to get in 654-7627. Waylon says, Walt, pull some strings. I know you got some contacts. Can we please get some better games on Thursday night? That's funny. We'll talk about those games on Thursday night. I'm actually pretty interested in Washington and the Giants. I'm even a little interested in Louisiana and Ohio. The Frank Solich's less Bobcats. Bobcat Killer Jack and then Jim. And then Clemson dominates Logan. Bobcat Killer.
Bobcat?
No, maybe it's Bocat. Bocat Killer Jack. It's Bocat. Yeah, Bocat.
Okay.
Bocat.
Is it Bocat?
Yeah, it's Bocat. We established that. Bocat. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
Bocat.
I thought I got it wrong.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Bocat Killer.
I'm doing good. Hey, a couple things. Real quick, on a side note, years ago, I got a random phone call from someone from the athletic department. I think it was San Jose State. And they were looking for a soccer coach and had looked at my resume and wanted to add me to the pool of candidates. And, of course, I barely know anything about soccer. and it caught me so off guard.
Did we lose him?
You know,
there he is. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. But that call caught me so off guard, Walt, that I just I wish I had – kind of ran with it.
Yeah,
know?
Taking the job.
But
yeah,
it would have been an improvement.
Yeah.
So, I want to make a couple comments. It seems as far as coaching searches go, and this is, I always defer to you for this type question. But if we go back 20, 30 years, it seems that when a school was looking for a coach, it's like there was just a different landscape out there. You know, they just had a different pool of candidates, and it just seemed that it was more defined what they were looking for. You know, and maybe I've gotten older, and maybe my lunch is not agreeing with me or something, but, you know, But it seems today that when they're looking for a coach, it seems to be it always starts with confusion rather than clarity of maybe who they want to be, where we want to go. You would think they would know that up front, have some type of foundation they're looking for, and look for a coach that just fits that mold. Because I always thought the fit was a big thing, and just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Maybe it's just perspective, Jack, because I think if you look through history, there have always been bad hires. There have always been suspect decisions. Many times it's the same schools, you know, going back to the well time and time and time again because they just can't make a right decision, like Tennessee, for example. Tennessee looks like they're just stuck in no man's land. They can't make a correct decision. And you know, here's the thing. When you have bad people making hires, you tend to get bad hires, you know, and these schools get locked into these situations seemingly for a long time. But remember, you know, even if you go back in Alabama's history, Alabama, you know, starting with the sort of Mike DeBose period, they hired nothing but losers. They hired every guy named Mike under the sun, Mike DeBose, Mike Price, Mike Shula, Dennis, a.k.a. Mike Francione. I mean, they went through a period of nothing but losers. You know, one guy left in the middle of the night, Dennis Francione. Mike Price hired a Dee Snider looking like stripper. Mike DeBose was allegedly involved with the secretary or something. They hired every loser under the sun. And before they finally said, you know what, hey, maybe it's time to just pay somebody. And that's when they went the Saban route. But I'm not, you know, I think probably, Jack, it's more perspective than anything else. I think maybe it's the way it's always been.
You know, something else that I had thought about with just in recent, I'm surprised that more schools, I'd use like Alabama, Clemson, some of the teams have had a lot of success over late. Let's just say top five, six schools in the country. I've always been surprised that they're not taking the coach in waiting approach, that they've got a guy that they're grooming, that if something happens or somebody, that they've got that guy on staff, familiar with the program and all that ready. So, I think that'd be a good thing.
Well, you know why that is? It turns out that most of the head coaches really don't like coach in waiting.
Yeah, he's got a
big
prod in you.
Right. It does. You know, it didn't work out at all. Like that was the plan in Texas, you know, with Mac and Will Muschamp. And that didn't work out at all. I think the coach in waiting thing sounds like a good idea. And if there was never any jealousy and never any fear by the head coach as to his possible replacement sooner than the plan lays out, then it might work. But I'm just not sure as a strategy it works, and it should, but you know, it's based on human nature, Jack, and human nature says no to the coach in waiting strategy.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, hey, Walt, as always, enjoy the show.
Thanks for letting me in. Great talking to you. Good job. Let me get to Jim who wants to talk about Syracuse. Jim follows me on Twitter. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Walt. How are you doing, Jim, today?
Good. Welcome in.
Good.
Been a long time. Since Jim Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, well, McNabb for that. Let's just make it a little more recent. But I guess my question is, looking at Syracuse's schedule, they have Albany Saturday. The remaining nine games that they have, I believe they'll be underdogs in all nine. So if they do beat Albany Saturday, which I really hope they do, you're looking at a 2-10 season. I don't see any possibility that they bring Dino back next year. I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts are. What direction could they go? And I have a couple names. But also, I guess the biggest thing that I've been disappointed with has been Tommy DeVito, because I know you were very, very highly on him coming out. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll give you the two names I thought about for the job, if you don't mind, real quick.
Yeah, I don't remember being really high on DeVito, but I thought he could throw the ball. I mean, what I said about DeVito was he wasn't he didn't have Eric Dungy's leadership capabilities or his physical nature, but he was a better passer than Dungy, and he is. He just can't get help. The offensive line has always been a big problem. Dungy was able to survive the offensive line and make it better. I've been down on Dino for a bit now, and I don't think he's surviving that. As you said, I think he's done. Honestly, I think he would have been fired last year, except for COVID and financial considerations. So you move away from Dino because again, he is going to go something like 2-10. It's going to be ugly and a really long season for Syracuse. So who are your two names?
One was Jeff Moorhead. I know that's probably out there, but the one that I think, just because of his ties to the program, and he was there previously, Doug Marrone. I know those were the first two that came to mind. But you know, that's kind of wishful thinking to get Marrone back, but that's kind of where those were the two names that I thought of.
Yeah, I don't know that Marrone would excite anybody. I think you need to go in a different direction. I mean, you know, if no one else is going to step up and offer him the job, maybe you should contact Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina and bring that whole staff in, which includes the quarterback, Grayson McCall. I mean, you'd instantly make your program much more viable. I think you have to go in that kind of direction. I don't think you want a Doug Marrone retread. You know, the truth, Jim, is ever since that program decided 8 wins and Paul Pasqualoni wasn't good enough, it's gone downhill. You know, all Pasqualoni did was win 8-9 games every year, and that wasn't good enough for Syracuse for some reason. It should be good enough for Syracuse. I think the problem, Jim, is you know, just how attractive is that job, and then you know, what can you pay? What is Dino Babers making a year there? Do you know?
I think it's right around $3 million. I could be wrong. Maybe 3.5 tops, but I know when they redid his contract, they upped his buyout. Not that it's not anything like the idiot Tanner did with Muschamp, but it's up there. But, you know, I don't think the money's as much of an issue as people think up there. I just think it's, you know, how desirable of a job is it, I guess.
Yeah, I think you've got to look for someone who's young and innovative, and I don't think you can go back to the past. I think Syracuse has had too much of that. And like I said, maybe a Jamie Chadwell. Again, I don't know whether they would be interested in that job, but if they are, the whole coaching staff comes. I mean, that's a staff that's been together 10 years, and they know what they're doing. I mean, that's the most innovative offense. One quick question. What about White, the D.C.?
Yeah, no, I'd be happy with that. The defense has been
right. He's brilliant.
Improved, I just don't know if I think this is his second or third year in the program.
Yeah.
I just don't know if do you really want to have anybody left from that staff, or do you just want a clean house? But I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. I'm glad I don't get paid to make those decisions.
Yep. Hey, Jim, good talking to you. I got to run. I'll continue to address on the other side. Thank you. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Gustavo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle for Tim's Harley-Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated